Yeah, he's pretty dominant. He can do it all. And his effort, plays he makes from behind and chase, like on screen plays and hustling downfield, backside plays, in addition to all this point of attack and pass rushes and disruptive plays. The guy gets, you know, double teamed a lot. Still productive. He's really good. They move around and make it, you know, a little bit difficult to know exactly where he's going to be. I mean, you have a pretty good idea, but they do enough to, and do enough other things with their front to, you know, give him opportunities to make plays, and he takes advantage of them. He's really good, and that's a very good front they have. You know, he's the, you know, the marquee guy, but there's they have a lot of good players on that front. They roll them all through. They all play. They rotate frequently, and they're fresh and they're active, very disruptive. Yeah, he's a, you know, really hard guy to defend because of his size and his catching radius. He's always open, even when he's covered. There's always a place to put the ball where he can catch it. So he's got a great skill set. Obviously, a great downfield receiver, big target on the intermediate routes, and hard guy to tackle, you know, on the first level. So he's got great production, tremendous, historical. So he's a big threat. Well, defensively, you know, I think there's some carryover from previous years with Gunther Cunningham, but you know, Austin's come in and put his, you know, version of the Baltimore defense. You know, I mean, he's obviously brought some things with him, certainly from a coverage standpoint. That's obvious, but there's some things that they do that I'd say have some carryover from what they've done previously when Gunther and was the coordinator, when Jim was there, however you want to look at it. You know, offensively, I mean, there's still a, you know, combination of, you know, three receivers or, you know, two tight ends and two receivers, but that other tight end is kind of a receiver too. So, you know, there's a lot of elements of three real good pass catchers in the game, however you want to characterize the personnel, which is kind of what they were before. But obviously with Coach Lombardi, you know, they've had a big element of the New Orleans attack, you know, the vertical passing game, catch and run plays. You know, Reggie Bush, the, you know, the running back plays that, kind of trademark of New Orleans type offense, as well as, you know, Caldwell's, some of his stuff from that we've seen from Indianapolis or even when he was at Baltimore. So I think there's a little bit of a, you know, merger there. And then, you know, the kicking game, Bonamigo was there last year. So there's a lot of carryover from, you know, what they did in 2013 in the kicking game, but they're very aggressive there. You know, Ross has done a great job for him in the return game. He's a hard guy to handle. They're an aggressive team. They're a good coverage team. They got a good combination of speed and size out there on their coverage units. So, you know, they're good in all three phases of the game. You know, but I'd say, you know, Caldwell certainly has brought in his, you know, his philosophy and his, some of the things that he wants. But, you know, I'd say Austin from Baltimore and Marciano from New Orleans have also had some influence on their respective sides of the ball.